Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good morning, Lee.
Howdy there, Tara.
You can't make this up. I mean, we are living in times of such sheer absurdity that they are truly historic for their absurdity. Do you remember when constitutional expert and law professor Jonathan Turley, he played the audio last week, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He testified. One of the most interesting things he said when he testified, that never before in impeachment history had there ever been an impeachment that wasn't based on a crime. An actual verifiable breaking of a statute, breaking of the law. Now, in impeachment, based, all of them 100% have always been based on a crime. They throw other stuff in, too, that's not criminal, right?
Oh, yeah.
They'll throw in a whatever. I don't know. Things the president has done that they don't like. But those are secondary. There's always been a crime. And he would say this would be very unusual. I mean, this would be a first in U.S. history. And that's why he was so afraid of this impeachment. Because he's saying, if you're going to do a shampeachment based not on a crime, well, then like every president can be impeached then.
Right.
And, you know, maybe. Here's Jonathan Turley. I want to recap this before I tell you what the Democrats admitted in their Judiciary Committee report on Saturday.
Now, there are three commonalities when you look at these past cases. All involved established crimes. This would be the first impeachment in history where there would be considerable debate, and in my view, not compelling evidence of the commission of a crime.
Okay. So, debate or the real thing? The House Judiciary Committee released a report Saturday, that's Jared Nadler's committee, in which it argued that the president may be impeached for illegitimate motives, thought crime, basically, yeah, even if his actions are, quote, legally permissible. In other words, the House Judiciary Committee report that came out on Saturday, and I'd have dumped this out on Saturday too, basically said, okay, well, we don't really have proof he broke the law, but he could be impeached for motives without breaking the law. So what the Democrats are doing here is saying, well, other motives have been listed in past impeachments that weren't lawbreaking, so we can just have our impeachment on stuff that wasn't lawbreaking. Well, yeah, but those past motives listed in previous impeachments, y'all, they were in addition to the crime.
Yes. Bill Clinton did lie before a grand jury and ask other folks,
yes,
to lie for him. That's why he was impeached. That was the actual crime that was committed. He was not removed from office, obviously. He did lose his law license, though.
Because a judge found in the law license case that he had committed a crime. Thus, they were legitimate in taking that law license.
Exactly.
The crime was perjury. You could actually name it.
Richard Nixon was not actually impeached, although he was close to it. He resigned before,
right,
he was impeached because he had helped in the cover-up of Watergate. There was no proof that he had anything to do with the initial planning or the execution of that break-in of the Democratic headquarters at the Watergate complex there, but he did participate in the cover-up of that. There was a crime that was charged. There was a charge there that was a crime, and that was what happened in that impeachment issue leading up to his not being impeached, but his resignation.
Okay, this is an actual line from the report. I mean, I read it the first time and I just busted out laughing. Quote, this is from the Democrats' report. The question is not whether the president's conduct could have resulted from permissible motives. It is whether the president's real reasons, the ones in his mind at the time, were legitimate.
Now, wait a minute. That's an actual quote from the report?
I kid you not.
You have,
yes,
got to be kidding.
I am not.
You have, Tara, you're, come on.
No, it's from,
seriously,
the right there. Google it.
Say that again, please. I
the question is not whether the president's conduct could have resulted from permissible motives. It is whether the president's real reasons, comma, the ones in his mind at the time, comma, were legitimate.
There's absolutely no way of knowing what another person is thinking, nor their intent.
But this is exactly what the Mueller people did, what the Democrats did.
Oh, absolutely.
They thought that he might have thought about obstructing justice based on their interpretation of his actions. Ergo, there might have been obstruction of justice. That, I mean, this is the same thing that Mueller did. Okay. They then reinvent bribery. They reinvent it. Like, reinvent a new definition of bribery that is absurdly broad. Impeachable bribery occurs when the president offers, solicits, or accepts something of personal value to influence his own official actions. As Breitbart points out, that standard would implicate every elected official in the United States,
yeah,
all of whom accept campaign contributions, right, in return for policy compromises.
Exactly. Yeah. On both sides, every party, even those that are not having a party affiliation— that would include Tom Steyer and Bloomberg.
Right. So they have to invent a new definition of bribery and then say he did that because they can't use the actual bribery laws or, you know, federal statutes, whatever you want to call it. They can't. So that's why they're basically saying, well, we don't need any law breaking here. We just need motives, bad motives.
Boy.
Which, by the way, I mean, again, I'm not going to play that Comey audio again. About, remember when he's asked, well, did Huma and Hillary break the law? And he's like, well, they did, but they didn't really know they were breaking the law. And so, I mean, you know, motives.
If you want to think about bad motives, what about being vice president of the United States and having your son get a board position with a foreign energy company where you have absolutely zero experience? You don't even speak the language of that nation. You don't have any experience in that particular industry, and you don't have any experience running a company. Now, there's some bad motives right there. There's a prime example of it. No interest in that whatsoever.
By the way, coming up in the next segment, you are going to hear Victor Shokin, the fired prosecutor, describe in detail on OANN News, him personally, why he was fired. Do you want to know what he says? I'm just going to give you a hint in the next segment. He says it was because he had reached the part of his Burisma investigation where he was investigating Hunter Biden specifically for money laundering.
That's a bad motive, too, right there.
Money laundering. Okay. So here's the interesting part about that. That's the word of Victor Shokin, and he had a bunch of documents he was throwing around, right? Okay. Well, so who else has said this, though? Victor Shokin, OANN. Well, they're a conservative news outlet. We can't trust them. Okay. Who else has said that very same thing? Money laundering, Hunter Biden, the money Hunter has and took, which turned out to be $16 million, was stolen and laundered. Who has told us that in the last 2 weeks? It wasn't Victor Shokin, and it wasn't OANN News. It was the MPs, which is the Ukraine word for Congress members of their parliament, basically, and prosecutors who did that press conference, remember?
Yeah.
Where they demanded, they said the money Hunter took was part of the $7 billion that was stolen, and Hunter's money, they didn't say he laundered it, but they said it was laundered and stolen money that he had taken, and they want it back, the $16 million plus the $7 billion, which they say was laundered through U.S. companies, many of them with connections to the Democrats. They used the word Democrats twice. They used the word Republicans, not at all. So they were asking Trump and the head of Ukraine again to get the money back because it was stolen from us and laundered. That is exactly what Shokin says he was investigating when Biden demanded he be fired. That's coming up. Don't miss that. It's his own words. It's unbelievable. I mean, how we can have a shampeachment without getting into this? You know, if you don't want to believe Victor Shokin, then how about we introduce into evidence the entire Ukraine press conference with, you know, the prosecutors and the MPs? How about that? The one where they're begging for their money back, the $7 billion stolen from them. The one where they say Hunter Biden stole it. Not stole it, but he has stolen and laundered money. We don't know what he, you know, if he did anything illegal to get it. It's possible he didn't. Possibly didn't know when he got the money, but they want it back. And the way it works in America is when you have stolen and laundered funds in your bank account, the police, the prosecutors, they don't have to prove you did anything wrong. They can go get your bank records and go get the money. It's stolen goods. You can't keep it. You can't, I mean, Lee, you can't keep a pile of drug money in your house and say, hey, I earned this. If they can prove it was stolen.
No.
You know, they can prove it's drug money. That's why the police take the drug money. That's why you hear about them taking the drug money. That's why they get in trouble when the police take the drug money and keep it themselves. Why? Because it's stolen goods. It's got to be turned into the proper authorities. Why isn't the media demanding that?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Do you see this? Vegan influencer eats meat for 30 days, shocks fans by saying she's healthier than she's felt in years. Formerly vegan influencer revealed to her fans that she spent 30 days eating nothing but meat and animal products. She revealed that the new diet had some surprisingly positive effects on her health. Elise Parker, who has over 200,000 Instagram followers and over 700,000 YouTube subscribers, explained her decision on Instagram. In the post, she revealed that she decided to try the carnivore diet after hearing all about the health benefits from friends who switched from being vegan to eating only meat and animal products. That might be a little extreme too, but anyway. Parker explained, I had my own fair share of health struggles and eventually reached the breaking point where I was willing to try anything to function properly again. People on the carnivore diet only allow themselves to eat meat and animal products like eggs and dairy. I swallowed my pride and decided I'd give it a shot, she continued, full on carnivore. I woke up the next morning feeling more mentally clear, focused, wholesome, and healthy than I had felt in years. On YouTube, where she elaborated on her experience, many of her fans reacted negatively, one simply commenting, this is so disappointing. Another commenter wrote, if you had to kill every animal you ate in this video, we all know you would go back to vegan immediately. I've also been vegan for 4.5 years now, no meat for six. I've never been this healthy in my life, and I have the blood work to prove it. Anyway, it didn't go well. But there you go. All right, 800-347-1063, text line 71307. Folks, OANN News did something nobody else seems interested in really doing here. They went and found the prosecutor Joe Biden had fired. They went and found him, Victor Shokin. And they did an interview with him. And I want you to hear in Victor Shokin's own words what it was that got him fired. Now, you may or may not like OANN News, the conservative news site, as a source. But when you hear Victor Shokin's own words, you have to admit it's compelling. And it's particularly compelling, I'll explain in a minute, because Victor Shokin is not the first to say this. He's not the first credible source to say this either. Take a listen to what they found. This will blow your mind.
Former Ukrainian prosecutor General Viktor Shokin told One American News in Kyiv that in July and August of 2015, his office prepared to question Hunter Biden over money laundering activities.
What? Money laundering activities?
Facing directly back to Burisma. Shokin says pressure to stop investigating Hunter Biden's Burisma activities then increased. And President Poroshenko personally asked Shokin to wind down the Burisma investigation to appease then Vice President and Obama's Ukraine point man, Joe Biden. As the months passed, more cases and investigations into Burisma began to spring up, and President Poroshenko came to Shokin's office and told Shokin the Burisma case was why Joe Biden wouldn't release $1 billion in U.S. loan guarantees, money Ukraine needed desperately. Yes, said Shokin. That's what he told me. He came to me and said, you are a patriot of Ukraine. We need this $1 billion. We're at war. And if you are a patriot, you will close this case. My conversation with Poroshenko on this, Shokin says, was in a phone call. It was after we started seizing Burisma assets in Ukraine when Poroshenko called me and said, listen, this all has to stop already. Joe Biden's temper is overflowing. This seizing of Burisma assets, said Poroshenko, was the last straw.
Well, do you know what Shokin recommended we do? Personally, on OANN News, he said, pull the transcripts of Joe Biden's phone calls with the head of Ukraine. Pull them. He was outraged his son wouldn't be paid because the Burisma funds had been frozen. And outraged that they were moving on Hunter. Now, the official left-wing media story on this is that this has all been debunked. It's all been debunked. It's just conspiracy theory. It's been totally debunked. And wait a minute. I can prove it another way? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Don't need Shokin. Although that's really helpful. What do we learn from John Solomon, who, by the way, is the only journalist whose phone records were released? What did John Solomon get through a Freedom of Information Act request, right? So it's not his reporting. He got the documents. What is it? Representatives of Burisma desperately phone calling and emailing the State Department, dropping Hunter Biden's name and begging the Obama administration in writing to fire the prosecutor. Why? Because he was a corrupt dude, right? No. Because he was investigating the head of Burisma. They name dropped Hunter and said, let's do something about this. That's where they went after John Solomon. They got to shut him up or discredit him. Those were State Department phone records and emails. We got it three ways, folks. And what else do we have? The record of the whistleblower, Eric Charmella, in January of 2016, hosting a meeting with Ukraine officials, asking them to call off the investigation into Burisma and have the FBI go in and destroy the evidence. Or, well, that's pretty much what they do when Democrats are involved, right? Have the FBI go in and do the investigation. No more of this honest prosecutor doing. No. But folks, we have this three different ways. Nobody wants to talk about it. What a massive lie this all is.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Text here on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307. Writes this, a teacher at our church said the fight at Malden High School was gang-related. Why is law enforcement reluctant to say anything about the gang problem in the upstate? I don't know, but they need to start talking about it and doing something about it because it is really a problem. And unfortunately, for all the things that Sheriff Will Lewis, former sheriff now Will Lewis, did wrong, he had that right. And it was just stunning. I mean, we got to the point where we were watching all his press conferences because he was not just saying, hey, another shooting, another this, another that, but he was drawing the gang connections. That's the media, well, really law enforcement. I can't blame the media. They just know what law enforcement tells them. Law enforcement doesn't draw the gang connections for you, even when they know they're there. And there's a reason for that. I dealt with this in Charlotte. I got the most pushback on just about anything I covered in Charlotte from the gang coverage that I did. Charlotte was out of control for a while. And that was because Charlotte was utterly unprepared for gangsters moving in. And you get some prosperity going like we have, but not a super sophisticated police force of the kind that you would find, you know, in an LA or a California where they've been dealing with these gangs for a long time. New York, they know how they work. They have gang databases and they approach crime from a organized gang perspective rather than a one-off perspective. The gangs go crazy. It was bad enough at one point. They were buying homes, like the first, second homes at the beginning of subdivisions where they had big drug dealerships so that they could set up machine gun nests. And it got wild. It was almost third world. And what finally killed the whole thing off, no pun intended, there was a rolling shootout down 77 in broad daylight. I'll never forget it. I mean, just the video. I mean, they were. There was such a long shootout. They got video. I mean, they're hanging out the doors. They got like, what the Democrats would call assault style weapons in their hands, and just shooting out as they rolled. I don't care who gets in the way. That's coming here. It already is here, and it's unfortunate that Will Lewis took himself out the way that he did because he was the only one who was able to do it. We have not seen that from the replacement sheriff at all. It's all roses. But we know how bad it was because Lewis would highlight it. And one of the most stunning, remember the girl who was shot at the party? And hundreds of people saw it and they never did solve it. No one would talk to them because they're so afraid of the gangs. But let's go ahead and pretend it's not here. We'll just keep pretending. We'll pretend it's not going on, right? We don't want businesses to read about it and not want to come here. Yeah, there's another route you could take with that. You could go after the gangs. You could do that. But then that would involve admitting that they're here and they're digging in, and you don't want to do that, so you just ignore it. That's a good long-term strategy. Well, see how that worked out. Go look up Charlotte. Highest crime rate in the entire nation at one point for a mid-sized city. And rolling shootouts are always great for business. 800-347-1063. Text line 71307. Text to rights doesn't matter what the Ukrainian prosecutor said because the DOJ IG clears the FBI today and makes Trump look like either a Russian asset or a jerk. I don't know if they'll go that far, but I gotta caution you on something with this report coming out today. Okay, I gotta explain something to you. So the media is not going to explain this to you. There's something you need to know about Inspector General Horowitz, which is, as you know, this is the day that the report's supposed to come out, right? The FISA report. Were they honest actors? Did they try really hard to do the right thing? Here's what you need to know about Horowitz. I don't think Horowitz is an honest actor. I've explained many times why I don't. He's as deep state gets. But here's what you need to know. I mean, Horowitz, the Inspector General of the Department of Justice, who's putting this report out today, regardless of what you think of him personally, he's a paper tiger. He has, don't forget this, no ability to compel testimony. That's right. He can't make anybody talk to him. Has no ability to compel testimony, relies on voluntary cooperation for much of his data gathering. Oh, you mean they didn't have to talk to him if they didn't want to? No. So, I mean, if he went into questions that a Comey or a, you know, Peter Strzok or Lisa Page didn't want to answer, they didn't have to answer? Mm-mm, no. He's got some subpoena power over documents, but it's very limited. Media will not tell you any of that. Because they're going to go look for the line, and I guarantee it will be there. It's been in every one of Horowitz's reports today. Well, no one really meant to do anything bad. Well, sir, how do you know that if you have limited subpoena power, don't have all the documents, couldn't talk to everyone. And even when you could talk to everyone, it was only voluntary and they only answered what they wanted to answer if they showed up at all. How do you know, sir? Well, his answer, if he was honest, would be like, I don't know. And here's what the media is going to do to confuse you on this, too. So you're going to see two very stark takes on this report. Because Horowitz allowed the subjects of the report, we know one of them is Lisa Page, to write their own, like, rebuttals. Oh, no, man, I was just trying really hard to do the right thing. And I was, you know, speaking truth to power because I work for the FBI and that's what we do now. We don't do crime. We speak truth to power. And it was cool, dude. And that's what the media is going to quote. So you're going to see two starkly different sets of coverage of this. However, Horowitz is going to have to admit some bad things that happened that are already open source. They've been out there too long or he will completely discredit himself. But it'll be a cover-up job. It'll be a cover-up job. Just remember when you hear that, even if Horowitz wanted to get to the bottom of this FISA abuse and was an honest actor, he could not. He doesn't have the subpoena power, the ability to compel testimony. John Durham does. And his investigation for Bill Barr, a different investigation, has already turned criminal and has impaneled a grand jury. See the difference there? Oh, by the way, Horowitz can't bring charges. He can only recommend criminal charges, which I'm betting he's not going to do, at least for the FBI guys. Let's see how right I get this tomorrow.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
So as a Catholic, Nancy Pelosi says, she resents anybody saying that she would be hateful, that she would ever do a mean thing, because besides killing babies, she loves everybody except babies, who deserve to be killed anyway. She has a heart full of love, she said. Remember this? Let's replay it for our amusement.
As a Catholic, I resent your using the word hate in a sentence that addresses me. I don't hate anyone. I was raised in a way that is full, a heart full of love, and always prayed for the president. And I still pray for the president. I pray for the president all the time. So don't mess with me when it comes to words like that.
Yeah.
Well, what does Nancy's daughter, Alexandra, say about that heart full of love? Alexandra'd know a few things about her mom, right? How does she describe that heart full of love again?
She'll cut your head off and you won't even know you're bleeding.
I see. She's going to do it lovingly. Texter writes, hey, Tara, please talk about Lindsey Graham on Fox News yesterday, stating that he will not subpoena Adam Schiff. I'm losing my mind. So says Eddie in Traveler's Rest. Yes, I am losing my mind too, Eddie. Now, okay, let's shut this up, Eddie. And now I'm jumping ahead. I was going to get into this in the next segment with Lee. But here's the thing. Lindsey Graham, May 1st, 2019, promised as chairman of the Judiciary Committee, he would investigate how the Mueller probe started. Nope. Hasn't done that. But then Lindsey Graham promised us. Do you remember this? He went on in November, Sean Hannity, and said he would call in corrupt liar Adam Schiff to testify before the U.S. Senate. He was going to grill him, man. He was going to mess him up. Well, so he goes back on Maria Bartiromo on Sunday. Maria wants a list now, right? She wants a list. She wants to know, well, okay, so now I got the FISA report. Who's coming, Lindsey? Now we got the impeachment. The impeachment's going to be in the Senate. Lindsey, who's coming to testify? Could you give us a list? No. He's changed his mind.
But here's what I'm going to do with the trial. I'm going to try to get this over as quickly as possible. Listen to what the House case, let them present their case. And if there's nothing new and dramatic, I would be ready to vote. And we can do all this other stuff through congressional oversight.
So are you saying you're not going to have people come down?
I am saying that I'm going to end this as quickly as I can for the good of the country. When 51 of us say we've heard enough, the trial is going to end. The president's going to be acquitted. He may want to call Schiff. He may want to call Hunter Biden. He may want to call Joe Biden. But here's my advice to the president. If the Senate is ready to vote and ready to acquit you, you should celebrate that. And we can look at this other stuff outside of impeachment.
Oh, you mean like all the other hearings you've had that you said you were going to have, but oh gosh, haven't gotten around to. I'm sorry, when did you get the chairman's gavel, Lindsay? Oh, January. I see. You mean like how you investigated that stuff? Totally. I'm sure it'll happen if we just wait long enough.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.